Hi, everybody, and welcome to day 29 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. I want you to grab a Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to look at verses 24 to 27. This is the end of the famous Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27. And Jesus talks about how to handle the storms of life by building your life on the Word of God. He says in verse 24, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rains came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Now, what do we learn from this story about handling the storms of life? Well, first, this passage teaches us that each of us is building a life. You know, you can be so busy making a living, you forget to make a life. The fact is, we're all builders. We're building character, and it's character we're going to take with us into eternity, so we're building for eternity. The second thing we learn is that each of us will experience storms in life. You may be going through some right now. Now, there are three things we know about storms. The Bible teaches us. First, storms are inevitable. Nobody can predict what's going to happen in your life this next year, but I do know this for certain. You will experience some storms. You're going to have some relational storms, some emotional storms, some spiritual storms. You're going to have some financial storms, maybe health storms. Storms in your family, in your marriage. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. Not might. That's the one thing you can count on. You're going to have storms. Peter said, don't be surprised when you faced trials. James said, when trials come, not if they come. We know that storms are inevitable. We also know that storms are variable. There are all kinds of them. And in this passage, it talks about winds and rains and flood. You know, last year was quite a year for natural disasters. In 2011, just on the East Coast, we had 20 tropical cyclones, 19 tropical storms, 7 hurricanes, and 3 major massive hurricanes. In fact, I saw one bumper sticker on a car after a major hurricane. It said, "Into every life some rain must fall, but this is ridiculous." Storms come in all sizes and shapes. They're variable. But did you know that some of the storms that come into your life are custom made? They are. Now, God says in this passage that there are three kinds of storms. There are rains, and there are floods, and there are winds. The rains test your roof. Now, what is that? The roof is your covering. It protects your head. And I think these are rains test your thoughts. The roof determines what you're going to let into your life, what you're going to keep out of your life. And the truth is, there's some things you should keep out of your thought life. You know, some people are so open-minded, their brains fall out. So you need to have a roof over your head to protect your head. Then the floods test your foundations. And what's the foundation of your life? That's your beliefs. That's your values. You're going to have some problems that really test. Do you really believe this? Do you really value this? They will happen in your life. Winds test your walls. And what are the walls? They're the things around you, the people around you. They are your relationships. And you're going to have some winds that test your relationships, some conflict in your relationships. Storms are inevitable, storms are variable, but storms have a purpose. That's the good news. They build our faith and they test our foundation. You know, Jim Collins, one of my dear friends, wrote one of the most famous business books of all time. It's called Built to Last. And that's what we want you to do during 40 Days in the Word. We want you to build to last. Build for eternity. Now, what's the secret of building a life that lasts? Well, Jesus tells us in this passage, you must have the right foundation. You must build on the solid rock of God's truth. You see, the shifting sands of culture change every day. What's popular today won't be popular tomorrow. Culture changes, opinion changes, but the truth never changes. If it was true 1,000 years ago, it'll be true 1,000 years from today. You know, years ago, I bought some property in the mountains behind Yosemite to build a log cabin. And even with the help of my father, it took me a full summer just to build the foundation. It took me 10 weeks. And I had to clear a pad in the forest by cutting down, uprooting 37 towering pine trees. And then I had to dig 60 feet of 5-foot deep French drain and fill it with gravel because the ground was wet from a nearby underground and spring. And after 10 exhausting weeks, really all I had to show was a leveled and squared concrete foundation. And I was discouraged. But you know, my father, who's built over 110 church buildings in his lifetime, said, you know, cheer up, son, because when you finished laying the foundation, the most critical work is behind you. That's what we're doing during these 40 days in the Word. We're building a foundation in your life, a foundation on the Word. The foundation determines both the size and the strength of a building. You know, you can never build larger than the foundation can handle. And if you want to build a healthy, strong, growing life, you must spend time laying a foundation in God's Word on a daily basis. Now this week, our memory verse is from this text. It's Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. I want you to memorize that verse this week. Let's bow for prayer. God, help us to build our lives on the foundation of your Word so that when the winds of change and the rains that come into our mind and the floods that shake our foundations don't cause us to collapse, but we stand strong in the storms because we're built on the Word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.